Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Have you ever thought of trying self-hypnosis? Do you think that it would really help you to relax, or is it something that you can't really even imagine trying? Well, my guest doesn't think so. He thinks we can all do it. My guest is Dr. Jack Singer. He's a licensed clinical sports industrial organizational psychologist. That's a lot to say. So, Dr. Singer, let's start with the practice of self-hypnosis. It would sound to me like medication, like meditation, but it's not completely the same, is it?
No, it's a form of meditation, but it's a focused kind of meditation and concentration. And you know, Melanie, most people have hypnotized themselves hundreds of times, but they didn't know that they were doing that. For example, if you're driving down the highway and you suddenly get to your destination and you say, I can't believe I'm here already. Where was my head? I don't remember seeing the streets that I normally pass. How did I get here? That's because your subconscious mind was driving the car while your conscious mind was off somewhere daydreaming, and that's highway hypnosis. People do that all the time. They sit in a classroom and look out the windows on a nice spring day and look at birds and trees, and before they know it, the bell goes off. Where did the hour go? So people hypnotize themselves all the time without really labeling it as hypnosis.
How can we use that ability to relax, get rid of some of those stressors that are causing the emotional problems and the health problems we discussed in a previous segment, but how can we use that ability to our advantage instead of just to pass the time?
Yes, oh, absolutely. I think that when people structure their lives in a healthy way, for example, exercise and perhaps going to the gym or whatever they're going to do for their body, they also need to structure 10 or 15 minutes a day for self-hypnosis. So once they structure that and they plan it, then they can put it into their list of things to do, and it can be completely revitalizing and have the stress just fade away. It's a very powerful tool. I use it with every athlete I work with every client that I work with, actually, and it's a very, very powerful tool. And you know, it's used in other ways with dentists sometimes use it so that you don't have to be injected to have teeth removed. I've seen cesarean sections performed under nothing but hypnosis. So it's an extremely powerful tool that we're just beginning to learn how to capture.
Okay, so let's do it. Let's teach the listeners how to do their own form of self-hypnosis.
Okay. So for your listeners, what they need to do is find a comfortable place where they're not going to be interrupted by cell phones, TVs, dogs barking. Give themselves about 10 or 12 minutes where they're going to be completely alone and can devote their time to this and really focus on it. And they need to be in a reclining chair or on a bed or in a couch or somewhere where their neck will be supported, primarily because as you go into a deep hypnotic state, your head may want to go back and you want to make sure it's supported. And it's very simple. They just need to begin. I like to have people begin with a goal, to select a goal, something you'd like to accomplish in the next 3 months, and have that goal set in your mind. And as that goal is set in your mind, I'd like you to put it aside for a minute and think about your favorite place that you've ever been, a place of serenity. Now, where I live in California, most people pick a beach scene, but it can be the mountains, it can be a lake, it can be anywhere where you have had a complete sense of serenity. It could have been your grandmother's porch when you were a little child and you went to visit her at her house. Think about a place like that and try to visualize it in every aspect. That means, what were you seeing when you looked around this place? What is the weather like? What time of year is it? What do you smell? Are there any particular aromas, maybe foods that are cooking or flowers, things of that nature? Is there a breeze if you're outside? What do you hear? Do you hear birds chirping? Just fill your head with what you hear and get all of your senses involved, what you see, what you smell, what you hear, what you feel if you're sitting in a chair or a hammock or a swing or whatever it may be. And as you begin to focus on that, go back and forth between that and the goal that you set for yourself. And think about that goal and visualize in your mind what your life will be like once you accomplish that goal. Just visualize the successful end result of that goal. Are you smiling? Are you happy? Are you popular? If you look in the mirror, are you happy with what you're seeing? All of those kinds of things. And just tell yourself that your beliefs about yourself are the most important thing, and you need to have positive, self-fulfilling, empowering beliefs about yourself, and fill your mind with what we call positive affirmations, just giving yourself very positive statements that you say with gusto, that you really believe it, even if you haven't believed that in the past, you start to believe it now. So make it very positive, make it passionate, say it in the present moment. For example, I am retired now with enough assets that I won't ever have to worry about money for the rest of my life, as if you've accomplished this goal now. Or, I have lost the weight that I wanted to lose, and I am going to keep it off, and I'm happy every time somebody comes up to me and tells me how wonderful I look. And as you continue to relax deeper and deeper and visualize these things, going back and forth between that very pleasant scene and the scene of your goal being accomplished, ask yourself what small step or gesture you can make to show that you're on your way. As soon as you come out of this hypnotic state, what is a small step or gesture that you can make to prove to yourself that you're on your way to accomplishing this goal? And every day you're going to visualize yourself and energize yourself and affirm yourself so that you'll be able to accomplish this goal. And then I tell people when they're ready, I'm going to count from 1 to 3, but they can do it any way they want, to bring themselves back to here and now across time and space. So I'll just count from 1 to 3. And when I get to 3, anybody who's engaged in this while they're listening can come back to here and now. 1, 2, 3, feeling relaxed, feeling calm, feeling excited, feeling confident, a new beginning.
Wow. You know, I think that is an amazing way to motivate yourself, because while you were talking, I was going back and forth with my own goals and my place of peace and imagining how I would be able to be there. So I was actually doing that, and I've had some self-hypnotic and some, you know, sort of experiences such as that before, and they can be so enlightening and right. So motivating. And so what a great way, and different than meditation, Dr. Singer, where you say a mantra and right. You close your eyes and you're in a certain position, whatever. And this is actually like a daydream that you are putting forward as your own movie.
That's what a beautiful way to express that, Melanie. It's very impressive. You said it better than I could.
Well,
that's exactly what it is. It's a movie. It's a video in your mind that you're creating that's all positive.
That's all positive, and that's the way that we can take ourselves, whether we're athletes or business people or in school, what, or parents, you know, getting rid of the stressors that our children, you know, it is such right. A great way to turn it all around. Now tell people where they can find out more information about you, Dr. Jack Singer.
Well, for all of your listeners, if they have any questions, they can call me on my 800 number, and I will speak with them for 15 or 20 minutes without any cost to answer their questions, because they're your listeners. And they can call me at 800-497-9880. That's 800-497-9880. My website is drjacksinger.com, with the doctor abbreviated, drjacksinger.com. My website for my speaking is funspeaker.com, www.funspeaker.com, like a speaker having fun, because all of my professional speaking is fun and interactive, and everyone laughs while they learn.
I think that's great, and the website is drjacksinger.com. You can call him at 1-800-497-9880. You get a free 20-minute phone consultation with Dr. Jack Singer, and he is a fun speaker, so you can also get him to get involved in some of your corporate events, that sort of thing. Now, in the last 20 seconds, best advice for self-hypnosis and stress relief.
It takes practice like any other skill, so don't give up if you're having difficulty the first few times, or that your mind is distracted by children or other things. Keep doing it, and you will be successful.
And you will be successful. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate, and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine and me, Melanie Cole, right here on Radio MD. Stay well.